food waste is a thing that we do every day, all day. Everybody does it at a certain level. And that's the thing that actually has so much more impact on our environment.
Hello, and welcome back to The Food Fix, the show where I talk to lots of different folks about innovative ways to better feed the world. I'm Anna Leonis, your host, and I think that one of the many things that makes this 21st century unique is the statement, there's probably an app for that. 20 years ago, you could not get away with that. People would be like, yeah, sure, we could have an app, maybe calamari, maybe mozzarella sticks, I don't know. But what happens when you don't finish that appetizer and it's just whisked away back to the kitchen to reveal your entree? It's likely that you, listener of the show, being a living, breathing human on this big blue marble we call Earth, has allowed you to hear the common statistic, 1/3 of all food produced yearly is wasted. 33% of food never even reaches a mouth. I produce this show about food systems, and it still shocks me every time. When I was a kid, I was a frequent member of the Clean Plate Club. Now I'm older and faced with a grocery list penned by myself, and I find food expensive and I don't want to waste even a single strawberry. So I learned to be more mindful of the amount that I purchase and how I use it. And while you'd think it'd be easier to control the waste as a single person versus a large restaurant, households are the biggest wasters of foods, with businesses being second. But don't worry, guys, there's an app for that. Too Good To Go is a platform that connects people with local stores who have an abundance of food and would rather it go to the consumer at a discount price than sit at the top of a trash pile. I got to speak with Sarah Soderoff from Too Good To Go about how fun it can be to save food.
My name is Sarah Soderoff. I am the PR manager for Too Good To Go Canada and the US.
What is Too Good To Go?
Too Good To Go is the world's largest marketplace for selling surplus food. What we do is we connect businesses who have surplus food to consumers who purchase that food for 1/3 the cost. The idea is to eliminate the waste that comes from food that doesn't get sold, and also to give consumers a way to eat food a little bit less expensively than they do at the grocery store and at restaurants, and then to allow those food selling businesses to also recoup some of the revenue that they would otherwise lose. The overall goal is to be able to reduce the harmful effects of food waste on the environment and the greenhouse gas emissions that we know are a huge contributor to our rising planet.
How do you connect these consumers with businesses?
Super simply, it's all done via an app. So all the businesses have to do is they have to download the app and they upload food in surprise bags onto that app. They upload a value amount in those surprise bags. And what the consumer purchases there is 1/3 of that value. The first price that you'll see is the original value, and then that's striked out, and then you'll see the discounted value. And we're not a delivery service, so those consumers have to directly go and pick up those bags, which is why there is a discount as well.
So is there like a little window during the day when businesses will upload that?
They can pick the time. So it really works for them. When you download the app and you open it up and you see the map of the area that you've selected, you'll see different times. And it really depends on what the business selects. Take the example of a coffee shop. They might have a morning rush. And that maybe lasts from like 8 to 11 a.m. By 11 a.m., they typically know, okay, these breakfast items aren't going to be sold throughout the day. So they can put them onto the app, and maybe they make that window 11 to 1 to be picked up. Every store can select the window that works better for them. We have businesses who have multiple windows. So they might have a morning rush, then an afternoon, and then a dinner.
Oh, I love a good surprise. And these bags are just filled with whatever the business has laying around, which is so exciting to me. Imagine all the possibilities. I'm thinking of my favorite coffee shop and all those baked goods that I've always dreamt of buying, but never pulled the trigger on. And it's only 1/3 of the original price.
One of my colleagues came into the office this morning with a bag she picked up on the way, and we all like huddled around to see what it was. That excitement, I think, is honestly like 80% of why I love picking up bags, because I love saving the food. I love getting the discounted food. I love doing something great for the planet. But I also love the surprise element of seeing what am I going to get that day. And we always say, like a snowflake, one surprise bag is not the same as another, even if you pick up from the same location, because the nature of food waste is so unpredictable. What you get is going to differ based on just really what is that natural surplus that day.
So where can people use this? Where is the app available?
Yeah, well, we were founded in Denmark in 2016. We are in 16 markets across Europe. We are in 14 cities in the US. We started in New York in August of 2020. We've now expanded across the country, but we are doing so in a pretty measured fashion. As you can imagine, we're in kind of like both posts right now. So New York, Boston, Washington, Portland, Maine, and Oregon. We just launched Miami last month, LA, San Francisco, Chicago, parts of Philadelphia, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. And then we are in 13 cities in Canada. And then we will be launching into more cities in Quebec this month, actually happening shortly, as well as Halifax coming later this year. And then in the US, we also have about 4 other markets launching this year as well. So we are continuously growing. Our goal is really to be in every city, in every country in the world.
Now, don't worry if you didn't hear your city. Sarah said the company is constantly expanding, so if there's enough of a need, you'll likely be able to pick up a mystery bag at some point in the future. It's also a good thing to try out when you're traveling to other cities.
So how is it doing over in Europe then?
Yeah, really well. So we just crossed our 200 millionth meal saved milestone, which is huge. We launched in Europe, you know, almost 6 years ago in some markets. And so they've had a great head start. We ventured outside of even just our initial core offering to start working with education on food waste in some schools in markets like France, to work with governments, to work on their date labeling programs, which means really thinking more effectively and responsibly about what those dates mean when you say cannot be consumed past this date.
So this date labeling project that's happening in Europe, mainly in France, challenges consumers to look, smell, and taste, not waste. Too Good To Go started this because there's a discrepancy in the way some companies label, using phrases like use by, best before, and sell by. They did a study and found that many people didn't know the difference in these terms, 43% to be exact. So Too Good To Go created this label, urging consumers to look, smell, and taste their food that's on the cusp of the date label instead of just throwing it away.
A lot of times that creates just additional waste because it's an artificial date created by the company to sell more food rather than to really keep consumers safe. So we're working in a lot of markets to both educate and get some of those regulations changed so that we can lower the amount of waste that's produced unnecessarily. We've had a really successful uptick genuinely in every market that we enter. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a big fan of the app, but we do see, you know, things, it's a slow build and things do take time, but we like to make sure that we are not just blitzing everywhere by launching into different markets. There's continuous work to be done in terms of educating people on what is surplus waste and what are the types of things that you're going to receive in bags. And not every experience is going to be like an A++ across the board. Of course, as you can imagine, when you purchase food, especially food that does tend to either have a best before date or has been produced that day, there's always going to be some variables, but we work really closely with our partners and we love to hear from our consumers about some of that feedback as well, because we are a young company and we're still really nimble and we can implement changes quickly to make sure the consumer experience is better at every level.
When was Too Good To Go founded?
December of 2015, it was founded. Okay. The app first came into the App Store in January of 2016 and was available for Android that same month. And then it came to the US in August of 2020, Canada in July of 2021.
Interesting time frame to come to the US.
Yeah.
How is that transition? It's really interesting.
You know, it's really interesting. We have a like very deep seasonality as a company because we require people to walk to pick up bags. So in cities, you know, we have a lot of Northern European countries, which are cold, Canada, which is cold, a lot of Northern US cities, which are cold. And so we expected to see a ton of seasonality just in the ebbs and flows of when people would want to be picking up. In the summer, you tend to be outside more later in the evening, potentially those later windows work better. And what was interesting was that we found that places that had that type of environment didn't matter. They were fine to pick up. It was their normal course of habits. I think people are used to going out in the cold if they live in cold cities. That didn't really hinder them. But what did hinder them was the pandemic. As you can imagine, it completely changed people's purchase behavior because it changed their day-to-day activities. So if you weren't getting on the subway or the streetcar or driving downtown to go to work each day, then you probably also weren't picking up from your local coffee shop or getting lunch at the place downtown near work, or going out for dinner after, and especially in those early days of the pandemic when restaurants weren't even open or were just doing pickup, that completely changed how they had to think about the ingredients and the food they were buying. I joined 2 months before we had launched in Canada and the app wasn't even available in the App Store yet. So we couldn't even like test it out. And we went to try and speak to businesses to learn about what their surplus food was, what their needs were. And a lot of them said, that having a way to be able to sell additional food during the pandemic was a huge importance to them because they couldn't do that same kind of mapping that they could do before. They could know, and you know, the food sellers are, they know their consumers better than anybody else. They could know on a Tuesday morning, every Tuesday morning we sell 100 croissants. Every Wednesday morning we sell 150. Fridays potentially we sell more, weekends we sell less. And then that pattern completely got upended by the pandemic. But if someone came in and they didn't have food, they also didn't want to turn anybody away. So being able to kind of like buffer what they were purchasing so that they could have enough on hand so that if someone did come in or restrictions eased or something like that, that they could sell that food, that was a huge benefit to them. We also learned a ton from our partners about their ingenuity. They would take things like a bakery would take bread that had been potentially made the day before and then turn it into bread pudding the next day or try to extend the life of that food so that they weren't creating waste. And I think initially when you think about surplus food waste, you think about the consumer thinking like, oh, there's so much food going to waste, but the businesses don't want to waste this food either. I mean, they've purchased the ingredients, they've lovingly created it. They put time and effort and, you know, they're just hard fought work into it. They don't want to see it go to waste either. And we learned even more about what they were doing and the creativity that they had to try and extend the life of that food and to have another opportunity by selling their surplus food waste with us was a really great opportunity for them to just potentially make up some of that revenue they were losing and also buffer some of what they could see in terms of store activity. The other really interesting thing that I hadn't considered before speaking with these partners is that they were having, you know, same flow of traffic coming in every day because people were on their routines and their patterns. As those routines changed, they would get different customers who were potentially just out for walks because they needed a break from sitting in front of their computer all day. And that meant that if they were on the app, someone new could see them, which is a really great opportunity to test out new food.
I love the added mystery that comes with buying a bag. It's like deal or no deal, but with food waste, and you know the original value and that you're getting a better deal. And Howie Mandel likely isn't there.
I tend to use the app too as like an experiment. So if I'm going to a different city or if I'm going to a different neighborhood in my own city, I'll open the app there and see what's there before I purchase something full price. And we heard anecdotally from a lot of our partners that they were seeing a lot of new customers entering into their store and then becoming full paying customers, which is a really nice thing to hear that they were getting a benefit outside of just selling their surplus food. We have a stat that says across the world, we have heard from our partners that if someone purchases a surprise bag, there is a 72% chance they will come back and become a full paying customer after that, because you will have gotten something in your surprise bag that you really liked and then been like, well, I already got a discount on it. I feel no, you know, stress about buying that at full price the next day, but I also want to guarantee I'm going to get it, and I can't guarantee that I'll get it in my surprise bag, so I'll buy it for full price. So that's not what we intended to do, but it's a nice byproduct of what we're doing.
Yeah, definitely. When you say businesses, do you mean mom and pops, restaurants, grocery stores, or what is the range?
Everything. Legitimately anywhere that sells food has surplus food waste. So it can be everything from a convenience store at a gas station to a high-end restaurant who might just have ingredients or raw materials that they haven't sold yet. It can be everything from grocery stores, restaurants that have potentially canceled orders. So it's legitimately everything. My kind of gem on the app is actually a convenience store. And I would never have thought to pick up surprise bags from them, but the things that you get there are things you might not even consider, like chips, which have a best before date, or candy bars that have a best before date. All of that can go into a surprise bag because the stores can't put it on their shelves past that day. So there's a really amazing opportunity to see that waste at every level. And there's no shame in having it. It's really just what you do with it. How do we provide an avenue to ensure that it's not, you know, going in a landfill?
As Too Good To Go, as a company, how do you make money? Where is your profit margin in all of this?
So we are a for-profit company. We're a registered B Corp, and we take a flat fee off of every transaction. So that flat fee varies in different markets. It nets out around $1.79 in the US. It's $1.98, I think, in Canada. It's similar in Europe. It's €1 or €1.70. So regardless of what the value of the bag is, we take that flat fee. So if a store sells a bag for $3.99, that same flat fee comes off. If they sell a bag for $9.99, that same fee comes off. So the store takes the 100% of what's left from that. The consumer pays just what they see on the app. So the discounted one-third rate that you pay directly into the app. Everything is transacted through the app. The store gets paid out at the end of a three-month cycle. And then we take our profit and they take theirs.
I think there was like a little factoid on the website that said one bag saves 5.5 pounds of CO2e. That's kind of an incredible thing to be able to say to consumers. How do you calculate that?
Yeah, it's one of our favorite measurement points because I think it's fun and great. And we say food, you eat food for cheap. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But what are we really doing? I am not a mathematician nor a scientist, so I cannot tell you the exact calculation that that comes to, but is the average weight of the bag and the amount that it would save in terms of emissions that are emitted if that food had gone to waste. Mm-hmm. So across the globe, it's our one main form of measurement in terms of if we say we've saved X number of bags, this equates to, you know, 20 times around the world in terms of flight. Before I worked here, I didn't know that food waste accounted for 10% of all greenhouse gas emissions, mm-hmm. and flight travel only accounts for 1%.
Fact check, she is not wrong. Food that goes into a landfill produces methane, a greenhouse gas 27 times as potent as CO2, though it has a shorter lifetime. Studies say the leftovers from your monthly potluck with your favorite work friends account for 8 to 10% of all greenhouse gas emissions yearly. Another staggering statistic. I don't know about you, but it's easier for me to curse the airplane industry when I take 2 flights a year than think about the half of a sandwich I threw away.
Food waste is a thing that we do every day, all day. Everybody does it at a certain level. And that's the thing that actually has so much more impact on our environment. So if we can lower that, even just by saving a bag a week or, you know, a bag a day, that's a huge impact. And it's a thing we will be consistently sharing and sharing more information about in terms of like how much progress we've made in lowering that amount as we get, you know, wider across the US as well.
Even if Too Good To Go isn't in your area right now, there are a multitude of companies doing the same thing. Flash Foods is another app that allows you to buy groceries close to their sell date at a discounted price. There's also Imperfect Foods, a grocery delivery service that ships the ugly ducklings of the food world straight to your door at a discount. There's a lot of food out there that could be yours and not the trash collectors. I will link some companies along with Too Good To Go in the pod notes for you to find what works best for you. That's it for this week's episode. Huge thank you to Sarah for speaking with me about Too Good To Go. I will definitely be trying the app out next time I'm in a city it's available. Thanks, Freezerbees, and thank you, Night Center. If you want to sponsor my trip to one of those cities, I would not be upset. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Anna Leonis. Should I wonder what's this all about? And should I cry a little? Or build